Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. Tovar moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. Two outs. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNerney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1. And the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rollins. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Rollins steals second. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hanson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosboro. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hanson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hanson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Bradford reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bradford moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradford scores. McCraw moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Woody Held pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. McNerney moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. McNerney moves to third. Held moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball towards center. Tovar catches it and throws to Reese, who throws to third to double up Held. McNerney tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Ward pinch hits for Walt Williams. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Woody Held now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar strikes out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNerney for a passed ball. Reese moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing left field. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Ted Hollander pinch runs for Frank Castro. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Tovar reaches third base with a triple. Clark scores. Hollander goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Twins, 4. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Rick Renick now playing shortstop. Ron Clark now playing third base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-4 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Cott moves to third. Holt moves to second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Held. Renick reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renick scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.